This is the Making Good Podcast, episode 40. Welcome to the Making Good Podcast with me, Jen Gale. Stay tuned for inspirational stories from ethical and social entrepreneurs and people making good stuff happen in their communities, as well as tips, tools, and techniques to help you grow your ethical business and amplify your impact. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Making Good Podcast. I'm Jen, I'm your host, and I'm so pleased you're tuning in. Now, before we dive into the main body of the show, I just wanted to let you know about a new group coaching program that I'm launching this week being October 2017, just in case you're listening in the future. It's called the Good Business Bootcamp. It's an 8-week online program that's starting on the 16th of October 2017 so that we can get it all done and out of the way before that Christmas madness starts. And I'm looking for 8 to 12 guinea pigs or beta testers to help me to test it out. And as beta testers, you can get it for the never to be repeated price of just £99 for 8 weeks worth of coaching. If you've been listening to the show for a while now, then you'll know just how passionate I am about ethical business or social enterprise or good business, whatever it is that you want to call it. And I want to use my coaching skills to help as many people as possible to either start up or to grow their ethical enterprises. Coaching is such a powerful tool, and I've seen firsthand with my one-to-one clients how useful it can be to have that personal cheerleader who's asking the right questions and who's helping you to take a step back from working so hard in the business and to focus on the business and the things that will really move you forwards. But I also know that, especially in the startup phase, many of us are bootstrapping and that something like business coaching can feel like a little bit of a luxury. So I came up with the idea of running a group program to keep it as affordable as I possibly could for a small group, so maximum of 12 people, where we can work together on creating a really clear strategy and a plan to help you move your business forwards. We'll break down some of that business jargon, some of those things like business models and USPs and customer avatars, and we'll create an actionable plan to move you step by step from where you are now to where you want to be. It's all delivered online, so it doesn't matter where in the world you are. And through a combination of weekly emails and workbooks, a private Facebook group where I'll be on hand to answer any questions or provide that all-important accountability if you need it. And we'll also have group video calls once a week. And with all that, we'll put together a plan that means you'll really hit the ground running in 2018 and be on the path to creating the business and the impact that you know you're capable of. So if this sounds like something that would be helpful, and I really hope it does, then I'll pop a link in the show notes, which you can find at jengale.co.uk/podcast, or just drop me an email on jen@jengale.co.uk and I'll get right back to you. Okay, so now on with the main part of the show. Today, following on a little bit, I guess, from what I've just talked about, I want to go back to basics, really, and talk about this thing called good business, in air quotes. All the best things are in air quotes, aren't they? I use this term a lot, but I realised this week that I don't think I've ever actually talked about what good business means to me and why I think it's so important. There are lots and lots of different terms out there in the ethical business space. Ethical business being one of them, social enterprise being another, and then I quite possibly go and confuse things by talking about this thing that I call good business. None of these terms has a legal definition, and I think that they probably mean different things to different people, which can be part of the problem, I guess. In fact, social enterprise probably means nothing to an awful lot of people, because I'm acutely aware that outside of my lovely, cozy little social media bubble, not many people have even heard of the phrase social enterprise, let alone really know what it might mean. I'm often met with some very blank looks when I say I help social enterprises. So my definition of social enterprise is a business that has a positive impact on social or environmental issues and that reinvests most of its profits into amplifying that impact. But then I have something of an issue with the either or bit of social or environmental impact. I've come across some amazing social enterprises which are having a hugely positive social impact, but that have given no real thought as to the environmental impact of their business and the choices that they're making. So, for example, I've seen some social enterprises that sell maybe t-shirts to raise funds and to raise awareness for children's issues, but actually, unless you source them very carefully, those t-shirts themselves may have unfortunately been made by someone else's child in a sweatshop somewhere in a third world country. So you can see that the two things don't really add up unless we really go deeper. And for me, it's really important that we think about the impact of all aspects of our businesses. The term ethical business, I think, is probably also open to interpretation. Did you know, a little bit of Greek lesson here, that the word ethical comes from the Greek word ethos, which means moral character? And I totally did just Google that. It describes a person or behaviour as right in the moral sense, truthful, fair, and honest. It relates to our beliefs around what is right and wrong. And I guess that's where some of the confusion lies, because if each of us will have our own moral compass and our own values and our own definitions of right and wrong within the law, obviously, and therefore possibly our own unique definitions and expectations of ethical business. So I guess that I can't really tell you what it means to be an ethical business. And again, all I can do is tell you my definition of an ethical business and the things that I take into account when I'm choosing who to give my money to. Your values, the emphasis that you place on different aspects of a business, will be different to mine. So I think that's probably why I started to use the phrase good business. For me, it encompasses all the great bits of social enterprise and ethical business, along with the idea or the emphasis that it's also a good business in the pure business sense, i.e. it makes a profit. And I talked about this back in episode 36, this idea that as ethical business owners, as social entrepreneurs, or whatever it is we want to call ourselves, that we have this almost obligation to prove that good business is good for business. So I see good business as this kind of sweet spot where a positive impact on people and planet and making a profit intersect. So you've got people in one circle, planet in another circle, and profit in another one. And the bit where those three intersect is the good business bit, if you had a Venn diagram. Man, I love a Venn diagram. I never did at school, but now I really love them. I have no idea why. So for me, good business will include things like raw materials that are sourced responsibly and sustainably, products created by people who are being paid a living wage and working in safe conditions, any waste that's created being recycled or reused, products that are designed for longevity and to be repaired rather than simply used up and chucked away, packaging that's minimised and designed to be easily recycled or reused, profits invested back into the business or used for social or environmental impact elsewhere, i.e. making good stuff happen. So it's not just making money for the sake of making money or to line shareholders' pockets, and it's not about this idea of infinite growth for the sake of growth. And quite importantly, I think taxes are paid. I think that's a part of good business. And yes, as I said just a minute ago, good businesses should be good businesses. They should make a profit, and we shouldn't be ashamed of that. And they should pay us at least the living wage, or once we're out of that initial startup phase, they should. So as business owners or aspiring entrepreneurs, we need to get really clear about our own values, our morals, about what good business means to us, and then work out how best we can tell our story and let our customers know that added value, that extra awesomeness that we offer, how they can give us their money and not only get the product or the service that they want, but that their money can make a real difference too. So what does good business mean to you? I really would love to hear, so do drop me an email on jen@jengale.co.uk, or I think we'll probably start this conversation going over in my Making Good Facebook community, so do come over and join us there as well. Have a brilliant day, and I will catch you next time.
You've
You've been listening to the Making Good podcast with me, Jen Gale. If you've enjoyed the show, I'd really love you to pop over to iTunes to leave a review and say nice things. I'd also love to hear your feedback and your thoughts, so do drop me a line on jen@jengale.co.uk or head over to my Making Good community on Facebook. Thanks for listening.